All right, Brian, another second place finish for you tonight. Muldoon was a little quicker for you, but lap traffic did play into your hand a couple times. Then that one pass attempt by Brandon down there, you looked like you might have had a chance to take both of them.
Yeah, I for a second I thought I was going to get a shot at both of them, but I don't know what happened with Brandon there, and I think he probably had us covered too. I mean, those guys, they really, the longer we went, they kind of were checking out, but you know, once Muldoon hit traffic later in the running, he had a hard time going by, and he even seemed to slow down a little in the last couple of laps. I thought, you know, if it was 50 laps, I might have had a shot at him, but catching and passing, two different things. I mean, he was running really good. He never bobbled, never wiggled all night. He never screwed up. I mean, he hit his marks, and he ran a great race. So for us to finish second with all the stuff we've had go on this year, I'm really ecstatic.
Yeah, I believe you pulled the motor and completely went through it last week as you found something inside of it.
Yeah, Sunday morning we pulled the engine out, and I had a bent valve and some damage to the head and the piston, so the motor had to get pulled out. And I took it apart. Doug Holmes fixed the head, and I put everything back together, so it runs good now. You know, everything's good. We're in August now, so everybody's kind of looking forward to the Classic and gearing up for that. And as long as we can get tires to hold up here, I think we'll be okay. I mean, Hoosier's really giving us crap tires this year. I hope they can, you know, sharpen the pencil a little bit, or somebody else is going to come in and get the business.
I was going to say, you guys, everybody looked like they could have been fast tonight. Perhaps it was a speedy dry come feature time? Or do you think most of it was because of tires?
I think, you know, I know these, everybody's struggling. You know, even after like the second week, I was kind of complaining about tires, at least to my guys in the shop. You know, and I never said anything, because it seems like it's an easy way out to, oh, well, it's the tires. Oh, you know, just blame the tires. Don't blame, you know, the fact that you didn't set your car up right. Just blame the tires. But everybody's got a gripe with these tires this year, and I don't know what's different about them. I really think, like, the left rear is too soft, and it's going away on us. You know, everybody thinks softer's better, but it's really not. I mean, you have to have the right mix for the racetrack that we run on, and they're just not holding up. You get 30, 40 laps into a race, and you're just going to sit there and spin your tires the whole rest of it. I mean, luckily tonight we weren't that bad. I mean, the car definitely loosened up. It took me probably another 20 feet down the straightaway before I could put my foot to the floor where I normally can. But, you know, Muldoon was doing the same thing too, so that tells me right there we're struggling with tires.
Find a feeling like you can build on something. Car's in one piece. You're gonna roll it in tonight.
Yeah, the car's in one piece, and we did. We made some actually pretty big changes tonight. So it's gonna be a long scale session trying to figure out what we did. You know, where we ended up, because we definitely gained on it a little bit tonight. We haven't been that strong in a feature all year, really. I mean, we had one night that we ran really well, and you know, I've just been struggling. I feel like I can get through the heat races all right, then you get the feature, the car either loosens up, tightens up, either way it goes away on us. And tonight the car stayed fairly consistent. I mean, like I said, it loosened up a little toward the end, but it really wasn't all that bad, and we can build on this.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your run tonight?
I really got to thank all my guys for busting their butts in the shop all week, all night. And I got to thank Doug Holmes for fixing the head for us right away. He got it in. I dropped it off to him Sunday. He had it fixed Monday morning. And he's been so good to us. He's a great engine guy. You know, I can't think of anybody I would rather do business with.